This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Founding fathers definitely knew what they were doing when they said, shall not be infringed. Forget all the misinformation, because this is the blunt object. Presented by Second Call Defense. Defending you after you defend yourself. This is Lock and Load with Bill Brady.
Live tonight, hour number three. This is Lock and Load. I'm seeing this in the chat room. Kasich and Dem governor to run against President Trump in unification bid. Okay. When? In 2020? John Kasich couldn't carry his own state, much less beat Trump. Kasich running against him is like nobody running against him. But let me shift gears, if I may. I got a message. It was a good message. I like good messages. But it was so good that I didn't need to just, you know, deal with this myself. Sometimes, you know, I can talk about it or I can let the guy talk about it. So joining me tonight for the final hour of the week is the author of the Slow Facts blog at slowfacts.wordpress.com. He is a writer at clashdaily.com. He is a part of the ensemble cast at the Polite Society podcast, and he is the host of
Self-Defense Gun Stories.
Well, I'm trying to be dramatic of the Self-Defense Gun Stories podcast. This is all Rob Morse, all one guy, many descriptions. It's sort of like, you know, that part in Star Trek when he says, many names, one face. That's you. So anyway.
Bill, I can't think of a more fun way to finish out the week. I hope you're well.
I'm pretty good. I'm pretty good. It's the heat is finally breaking in South Carolina, and now I can think about, you know, going outdoors again.
get some time on two wheels again.
Although I want to thank you and I want to congratulate you for, as a former citizen of California with a K, the fact that you are not in California, and that means at some point, if I ever decided I wanted to visit you, I don't have to come to California.
That's right.
To come do it.
We have a host of free states where we could meet.
Yeah. We could go hang out at John Dean's house. You know, he's building a new one. We need to wait till that's done and make sure he has a guest house with two really nice suites in it.
We're going to be in Texas both for the Gun Rights Policy Conference and the NRA convention. So we have lots of excuses to meet up.
Now, I'll definitely be there for NRA. I will definitely be there for NRA. But anyway, let's talk about you have an article out called Government Fees Discourage Concealed Carry Summary. It was published today, was it? Was that right?
Yeah. The summary came out today. The data I've been trickling out for 4 days, it builds on the work that John Lott started, and then I extended it a little bit. John Lott gave us a list of how many concealed carriers there are in every state. And in Hawaii, it's like single digits, maybe none. And yet you get to other states, and there are millions. Well, then I combined that with data from every state that described how easy it was or difficult it was to get a permit. Bill, you and I paid an awful lot to get our permits. Some states you can't get them. California is May issue. New Jersey, New York, those states, we don't know how many people want a permit because they've given up. Some states, you don't even need to ask. New Hampshire doesn't know how. Here, you want a gun? Go walk around with a gun.
Hmm.
But there's the 30 states in the middle that some charge you $20 and you get your plastic card in a couple of days. Others can drag you on for months. But what that taught me and taught all of us is how much the states have infringed on our rights. We spent some $4 billion getting our permits. That's the people who have their concealed carry permit today. We spent over 65 million hours in order to get our permits. And as your listeners would expect, it makes perfect sense. The more the state charges, the more hours they demand in required training, the fewer people bother to get their permit in that state. Well, that tells us how many people would get a permit if it were free. We can draw a line from the difficult states to the easy states and keep right on going to the free states. And it means that there would be almost, what?
13?
Almost 30 million of us, about 10% of us,
yeah,
would have our permit if constitutional carry were the law of the land. That means 11 million of us were disarmed. Fewer than that were disarmed simply because, for example, Illinois demands 16 hours and some $400+ just for fees and application permits, getting your FOID card, getting training. Well, we can tell that, you know, that's three times the national average, and their rate of concealed carry in Illinois is one-third. We've disarmed some 11 million U.S. citizens, Bill.
Yes.
Wow.
And that's not counting places like California. Are you counting in that California and all these other places where they are may issue? And
No, that's the 16 million more would include the entire country. The 11 million is just what the prices cost us in shall issue states. Yeah. You and I never knew it was that big a number.
No.
Well, but you look at Georgia, you look at Indiana, it's $20 to $26, and they're up there. Now, in some cases, and this is what's fascinating to me, if the average is 10%, there's some states that are over the average. Alabama's up at 15. There are counties in Pennsylvania where half of the eligible adults have their permit. What's going on there?
I don't know. In South Carolina, which is a shall issue state, where it's you got to take a class, a mandated class, and if you can find that for $50, you're lucky. Sometimes it's $75. You can go take some classes where it's $175, but that includes the filing fee.
Yep.
But in South Carolina, you have to take a class, you have to be fingerprinted, then you have to file.
Right.
And I didn't have to pay for my fingerprints, but I did have to pay for my class. I did have to pay for my filing. And then I got to wait. There's no walking it through.
No. No, it's unfortunately, it's not like a driver's license where you walk in with a driver's license from one state and walk out with your new license.
Right.
Now, Bill, you and I can make fun of each other when we're together about how clumsy we are, but when we get back from the break, we really have to pick this apart because each one of those steps, oh, you have one form of ID, but we need two with a picture ID. That's right. A copy of your birth certificate. We're keeping people from getting a permit with each infringement like that.
And what bothers me most about it is a patchwork. It is not. There's nothing uniform about it.
Absolutely
it's,
not.
It's a civil right. It's a Bill of Rights enshrined civil right, part of the founding, and yet there's 50 different ways to do it. So.
Almost more than that, but we'll talk about it after the break.
You'll have to explain that one for me. I want to find out about that. You can find Rob Morse at the Slow Facts WordPress. Slowfacts.wordpress.com. That's his blog. ClashDaily.com. The Plight Society podcast and Self Defense Gun Stories podcast. And here, as often as I can drag him in, we'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
We'll be right back. combining practical application, affordability, and an over-engineered design. This is the world of Lucid Optics. Lucid is a company developed on a dream but designed on a firing range with an input-based perspective that is unique in the optics industry. Copying no one and with value exceeding everyone, their lineup has something designed for every shooter and every application. To check out this indestructible selection, go to MyLucidGear.com for the 2017 catalog today. Lucid Optics. On target. Under budget. You have chosen your weapon, but we have the technology. We can make it better, faster, more lethal. We are Hive Technologies. Mastering efficiency and production, we bring a suite of parts designed for your defensive weapon. Increasing capacity, dexterity, and speed. 100% American-made at a price that all shooters can afford, with parts for your Glock and Smith & Wesson developed to increase your defensive capability. Find us at HiveTechnologiesBuilder.com. Hive Technologies. Welcome to the Hive.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
If you had purchased $100 of Bitcoin in 2010, today you'd have $2,600,000. While that sinks in, you now have a huge cryptocurrency opportunity at below market price at a guaranteed 10 cents per coin. Procoin, a coin publicly traded on the open market, easily converted to cash, available in 60 countries, and Procoin is the only cryptocurrency offering coin-back rewards for consumers and merchants. Take action by August 31st at ProCoinCurrency.net. That's ProCoinCurrency.net. Deadline for 10 cent guarantee is August 31st.
Are you one of the 15 million men who suffer from an enlarged prostate? If your life revolves around finding the closest bathroom, if you're tired of waking up any times a night to urinate, then you need to know about Prostate Miracle. Prostate Miracle contains beta-cytosterol, which is 3,000 times stronger than salt palmetto. To claim your $10 Patriot discount, go to ProstateMiracle.com and enter promo code PATRIOT. Or call 877-965-2140. That's 877-965-2140.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
You want to save money in a place that gives you growth, control, and certainty without stock market risk or tax risk, and you want guarantees, and you want it all tax-free. That's a tall order. But you can get all of that with properly designed participating whole life insurance. Most people think life insurance pays after you're dead. That's true. But you can have tax-free access to use your life insurance while you're alive. Get the free book to find out how. Call 702-660-7000.
Live tonight, this is Lock and Load. Now, this just in, Donald Trump has pardoned former Sheriff Joe Arpaio. We will see what this does to the left's head. This is going to be like that scene in Scanners where the guy's head pops, I'm sure. Now, live tonight, this is Lock and Load. My guest this hour is Rob Morse. We're talking about the costs and the, shall we say, intended consequence of these costs to carry a gun in the United States in compliance with what the Second Amendment says you should be able to do. The hidden costs and the out-in-your-face costs and all the other things it costs you, and in some cases, disarm people.
Bill, your state is a great example. Which do you think is more valuable, time or money?
Well, to a politician, it's probably money, but for me, it's time.
And you'd be exactly right. Concealed carriers, if you look at what it costs versus the hours that it takes, the hours are actually a better predictor. If you will, hours are more expensive than just money.
Right.
The hours explain more of the statistics. And Carolina isn't very expensive in terms of money. I used a number about $145. That was an average of the classes I found.
That sounds
but they want
right.
9 hours of training.
Yeah. Well, and let's put this what it is. They want 9 hours of sitting you down and telling you, well, you can't carry a gun.
Right.
Part of that's to try to tell you what mindset is. Then you got to take a test that is multiple guesses. And then you have to go out and you have to shoot 50 rounds at a target that looks like it's about the size of a rear end of a Volkswagen.
Right.
Looming in your face. And you just got to get them in the black. You don't have to make a group or draw a happy face or a turkey. You just have to get them in the black, which, believe me, that people that are walking away from that have, quote-unquote, qualified, not exactly what I would call Hawkeyes.
But it's a day. It's a full day. It's a long day. And in many cases, it's 2 days. You know, 4 hours one evening, 5 the next, where we take the test and then do some range qualification.
Yes.
Well, for you and I, we just manage our lives that day. It may not work here. We'll travel. What do you say to a single mom who's in the inner city? She has to juggle a babysitter. Oh, your sheriff, when you got the fingerprints, you have to schedule that. Oh, you need 2 forms of ID. There are all these complications that, as you say, it's not consistent. And in some states like Pennsylvania where the sheriff issues it, it may not really be consistent county to county. On top of that, you get crazy states like Delaware where you have to take out an ad in the paper and announce to the world that you would like to get a permit. That explains
why. Is that real?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. That explains why Delaware and Illinois have the lowest rates of concealed carry. Illinois is so expensive. Delaware is so, I'll call it deliberately embarrassing. What else should we call it?
I did not know that about Delaware. I'm embarrassed I didn't know it just because of how funny it is.
And like New Jersey, they go, by the way, you can ask the sheriff. We'll do a background check. We're going to contact your employer. So there are people who may have a squeaky clean criminal record, probably never even a speeding ticket, but now you're going, by the way, we're going to tell all of your social network that you're carrying. Really? So there are all kinds of taxes. I mean, now, by the way, law enforcement doesn't have to do that. Judges don't have to do that. So there's a double standard on top of those infringements. Yeah, it's a pretty crazy system. And it worked to disarm a lot of us.
Do you think that now, when is it partially made so hard to deal with to discourage some people, you think?
Oh, I'm absolutely sure. I think you're exactly right there, Bill. It was done so the approved people had guns. Remember, a lot of this came out of 120 years ago, Jim Crow era, after the Civil War. We didn't want... Now, in the South, it was blacks. In the Southwest, it was Hispanics. In California, it was the Asians. In New York, it depended on which immigrant wave. It, you know, varied between we didn't want the Irish, then we didn't want the Italians. So it's been used over and over to the same effect with different intended ethnic groups.
So we get two roadblocks for the price of one.
How so?
Well, I mean, it's either discouraging some people from doing it and they give up,
right,
or it becomes cost prohibitive for some people and they give up.
Yeah, and again, what it tells us is who is most easily discouraged. And you and I know, look, if people, I keep thinking of a single mom who's struggling for every free hour. To sure. get a, quote, free hour takes a lot of planning. We're not disarming the senior partner in a law firm. He goes, here, son, fill out the paperwork for me. Go down and apply. I'll be down later when they schedule an interview. We're not disarming. Now, and that's interesting, too. If you look at someone who lives in a gated community, she may have private security in her building. Does someone in that situation care what it costs? She's already protected. It was part of her maintenance fees in dense urban living in a really an enclave. She doesn't care about permits. The person who's living in a walk-up tenement, they care.
Right. And yet, most of the people that live in these tenements, I know some of these tenements even try to have their own little law unto themselves, don't they?
They do, particularly if they get at all involved with public housing, where you may be renting there and paying your own way, but if any room in that building was part of public housing or assisted housing, for a while there were some, and this was Delaware again, where the state said, oh, if you're going to be in this building, then it is a gun-free zone. And we had to take them to court and threaten them and get attorney's fees after they lost. Because why does being poor mean you lose your civil rights? I didn't read that anywhere in the law.
Neither did I.
Coming but up it on seems the next to break. Be in there.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Well, they write it in there anyway. They do it with a big pen. Coming up on the next break, you can find the writings of Rob Morris at slowfacts.wordpress.com. The link to this article, which is actually a piece of research. This is not an article because it has various parts to let you know various indices to look at. Links to that is in the show notes. It's also on my Facebook page now, and it's going to be on my show Facebook page if you want to go look there, or it's with Rob's Facebook page. ClashDaily.com. Do you still work with Mr. Giles?
Every chance I get.
There you go. Polite Society Podcast and Self-Defense Gun Stories. That's all. Rob, we'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. DTWS Arms is the evolution of the AR-15. Veteran-owned and operated, this is the 21st century rendition of Eugene Stoner's creation, crafted for the front line. The design for the aficionado, DTWS Arms is 100% made in the USA, built by rough men who have become craftsmen. Upgraded billet technology designed as lethal art, with reliability and beauty at the forefront. To order, go to our new website at DTWSArms.com.
DTWS Arms, this is the nature of the beast. The Roman legions, the samurai, and the knights of the round table. They understood body armor has long been a necessary tool. Today, AR-500 armor sets the standard for steel core body armor. Reimagining ballistic steel, AR-500 armor employs a fragmentation and spalling coating to mitigate damage, giving you that second chance to stay in the fight. AR-500 armor is the leading high-value solution for body armor. AR-500armor.com. Join the Armored Republic and stay in the fight.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free.
Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Back pain doesn't take vacations. It never celebrates holidays. It's on the job 24/7 to keep your life exactly where it is, in limbo. But it doesn't have to be that way, because Laser Spine Institute can help you take back your life from chronic neck and back pain. With a less than 1-inch incision, our minimally invasive procedures have provided relief to over 60,000 patients with a 97% patient satisfaction rate. So get ready to stand tall and live the life you've imagined for yourself without pain. Are you or a loved one suffering from a bulging disc, herniated disc, spinal stenosis, pinched nerve, or degenerative disc disease? Call our spine care consultants now at
855-510-BACK.
For a no-cost MRI review and to learn more, it's time to say goodbye to chronic neck and back pain.
Call 855-510-BACK to see if laser spine surgery is right for you. That's 855-510-BACK.
What have you got to lose? Laser Spine Institute, the leader in minimally invasive spine surgery.
Tonight, this, well, this is Lock and Load. Talking to Rob Morse. Rob has been kind enough to write an article, which is now on my, it's on my Facebook. Well, it was on my Facebook. How come it's not on my Facebook now? There it is. It's called The Government Fees Discourage Concealed Carry Summary. What do you find to be most egregious about that, some of this stuff? Let's talk about the effect of mandated training on the rate of concealed carry.
And I'm glad you talked about that. The hours are the most expensive. They deny more people that right. We just use your example of South Carolina. The national average, where we weight the bigger states more than the smaller ones, is about five right. hours of training. But, Bill, that's a lot. I mean, that's not inconsequential. And here's what really just grinds me. Those states... If I said, what's the safest state? You kind of go, well, they all have their good and bad points. It's not like Alabama, who lets you get a permit for $20. It's not like, oh, God, they're running around shooting each other. Really? Compared to Illinois, where it's most expensive? You and I know where we'd rather be on a Friday night, and it's not
sure.
on the west side of Chicago. Get me out of there. So it's abusive. I didn't really understand how abusive these fees were until I saw the people they disarmed. And you can find it state by state. It matches, not one for one, but closely it follows a pretty clear trend. The more people charge, the longer they demand that you and I warm a chair in a class, the fewer of us bother to put up with it to get a permit. It's consistent. One good thing out of it, though, we know how many people are probably carrying in open carry states.
How do we know that?
Well, if we look at the states that don't charge very much, and then we look at the ones that charge just a little more, we can extend that line to see where no one would bother to get a permit. We can carry that line the other way and say, look how many would get a permit if we extend this trend down to zero cost. Now, states don't say, I'm going to demand that you get a permit and I'll give it to you for free. They say, I'm going to get a permit and we get close to free. Okay, $20, we get it to you in a couple days. You know, just it's like a driver's license. That's close to free, but we can see what it would look like as it, if it were completely free. We see a little over 10%. And that, what's surprising is that's true when the number of hours required works towards zero. It's true when the monetary cost works towards zero. They're within a fraction of a percent of each other, a little over 10%. By the way, that's of the entire population. Meaning we're including in that 10% children, aged people who may not be citizens and may not be allowed to get their permits, people who are too young or too old to get their permits.
Regarding open carry, how many states have open carry? I'm thinking it's 44 or 45.
I
sound right to you?
I think it is, yes. Now, I didn't look at that particularly, but some people, some states have said they have the one. Boy, if you think concealed carry is inconsistent, you should look at the states that have unrestricted or constitutional carry, because that comes in so many different flavors. Montana says you can, but not inside the city limits of these few major cities. Well, that's kind of strange, because if you're out in the country, all right, I can carry, I can conceal carry. I think other states say, well, New Mexico for one, you can conceal or you can open carry without a permit. So, yeah, every state is different, and when it comes to open carry, they run the gamut.
Well, the reason I ask is right now, since Virginia, where it was legal to open carry guns in Charlottesville, now all of a sudden it's like the gun grabbers have discovered that there's places that have open carry.
I do have an article written about that. Look, I understand nobody wants to get beat up in a riot, but when you jump into the ring, you know, isn't that why you were there? So you're not doing anyone in the gun community a great favor by dragging your guns to your local riot.
Well, I mean, most of the guys that were carrying guns there, they had some from the Redneck Revolt, which was on the Antifa side, and they had the Lightfoot Militia, which was out of Pennsylvania, which was not on either by anybody's side, and it was 33 individuals.
Right. Bill, remember when we would watch guys open carry? They were poorly dressed, overweight, not very attractive, and they're slinging an AR over their back. And I'm just, you know, I'd look away going, you're not doing me any favors.
Yeah.
That's not the face of gun owners that I want to portray.
Yeah.
You know, I want you wearing a white shirt and a tie. I want you to look like a detective. And if you don't, then you're giving... Boy, I'll pay you to stay home. You're the wrong advertising for it.
Yep. So that part interests me, because for a lot of these people, that's when concealed carry becomes the preferred method, the ignorance is bliss kind of thing.
Absolutely.
But, you know, by the same token, this patchwork of things that we've got going on right now, do you see, you know what, I'll hold that question until the next segment, because I don't want to ask this of you right now. We'll get into that in the next segment. But so, based upon your analysis of what you have found out there, are we basically saying that there's 11 million people that would get a permit if they could get a permit, And that would take us from the, what, the 16 million plus to 27 million. That's part of the, is that part of the problem?
Two things. One is if the fees in many states were lower, we'd get more. And then there are some, what, seven or eight states where you effectively, the guy on the street can't get a permit at any price. And one takes us up, if we solve the monetary problem, that gets us to 11 million more. If we solve the legal problem, the judicial problem, so your local sheriff issues, that carries us up to, I think, a little over 16 million more.
You know, in North Carolina, right beside me, you've still got to go see your sheriff to get a gun.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep. It's just, what a patchwork.
I want you to look this up because I really want to know this. I know how many permits, carry permits or gun permits are in New York City. Do you have data, and we can talk about this when we get back, concerning New York State? And
let
if you don't,
look.
That's fine. And if you don't, but while you're taking a gander at that and going and refreshing your cup of coffee and everything else there in Louisiana, thank God it's not California with a K, let me take the time to tell everybody that if you're looking for Rob Morse, well, he does, he's part of the ensemble cast of the Polite Society podcast, which is a very, very good podcast out there if you're listening to a pro-gun podcast. He also does self-defense gun stories, which is him getting with instructors and discussing actual self-defense incidents where somebody used a gun to defend themselves. He writes for Doug Giles at ClashDaily.com, and Doug is probably not what I would call shy and retiring. And there is the slowfacts.wordpress.com blog that is his. Find it all there. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
A toxic chemical biological gas smoke emergency while traveling at home or on your job? Are you protected? Are you prepared? There are over 400,000 fires in the USA every year. Up to 85% of all deaths in a fire are due to smoke inhalation. 3 minutes without air and we as humans will die. Be prepared and escape safely with our Safe Escape smoke hoods, giving you up to 60 minutes of breathable air protection. Order yours online at ase-safety.com. That's ase-safety.com. And get up to 40% off plus free shipping.
Are you tired of paying fees and commissions to that other site? I know you are, and I'm here to tell you about a great alternative to sell your stuff. BuySellMakeOffer.com is the best-selling site to ever come along. It doesn't matter what you're selling, big or small, it's easier than ever. And you can use Skype to show your items and get to know your potential buyer, and they can see that you are for real. No more blind trust. And you're not limited to snapshots. You can video what you're selling to better sell it fast. For as little as $9.95, and that's after a free 30 days, you can sell everything you no longer want with absolutely no fees, ever. Go right now to BuySellMakeOffer.com and become part of a community of buyers and sellers who have already discovered this revolutionary way of getting it sold online. That's BuySellMakeOffer.com. You'll never regret making the switch. BuySellMakeOffer.com. So, what are you waiting for?
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Is that Ellen painting her garage?
Yesterday she was trimming her hedges.
What's her secret?
I heard she was eating this new superberry called the Aronia Berry.
Aronia? What?
Aronia Berries from superberries.com. They're known for having one of the highest levels of antioxidants that helps with overall wellness.
Where can we get them?
Go to superberries.com/radio. And right now we get a free smoothie recipe book with our order. Plus we can save $4 at checkout.
I can't wait. I've got lots of projects I need to get done.
Yes, you do.
Choose health. Eat purple. Superberries.com.
Today, how to get started on incorporating your business in just 10 minutes, so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1, stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything. Your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2. Call incorporate.com to start your incorporation in just 10 minutes. Or get a free incorporation toolkit including exclusive information on how to start and grow your business. Call 1-800-943-6798. Incorporate.com doesn't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy, so you can start incorporating or forming an LLC in just 10 minutes. Step 3. Congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes, you're on the way to protecting your home, car, and life savings. And that is how you get started on incorporating your business in just 10 minutes. Call 1-800-943-6798. Incorporate.com is giving away incorporation toolkits for free. That's 1-800-943-6798.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery, and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Last time on the firing line, live tonight, this is Lock and Load. My guest this hour is Rob Morse, and he has done a very good, he's done a very good piece of research, picking up where Dr. Lott normally would take off. And before we get into some of that stuff, Rob, how many permits altogether are there in New York State?
Just over 88,000.
88,000.
Yeah, sounds like a lot, doesn't it?
No.
Not out of 20 million citizens, it's nothing.
Yeah. That's, how many's in California? 70,000?
Let me look. I don't see that. I've got it here, but I have to. Oh, 92,000. Those are the 10 shall issue counties in California.
And this is, we're talking about two states with a combined total of what? Nearly 60 million people.
Yes. And
170,000 permits.
Yeah, the rate in New York is 0.4%. California is half that at 0.2%. Yeah, those are the May issue states. Exactly.
Do, in your, when you were looking at this, where I know that we know that permit holders are very law-abiding citizens. Did we see any I gotchas in those states for permit holders? Because I'm sure we would hear about if a permit holder was. Don't you think that if a permit holder was out there acting the fool, that in mainstream media, this, well, he did have a permit. They never talk, you know, like with Hodgkinson, they didn't talk about, well, he did buy his guns and pass a background check, because that goes against their narrative.
Right.
But getting out there, I never hear that. I mean,
I don't either. I didn't hear about it in those states in particular. Occasionally, you'll get someone from upstate who should know better, because they cover it in your New York State class, where they say, by the way, New York City is another country. Don't go there. Okay, we get that. But more to your point. When we do collect those statistics, and there are a few states that both collect them and then publish the statistics on the rate of criminality for concealed carriers, we're a bunch of Boy Scouts. We make the cops look. I mean, now here's what's crazy. What our rate is a fraction of the average citizen. We're just a little bit lower than law enforcement in those states. But we're talking about the difference in very small numbers. So it depends on the particular crime. There are some crimes where law enforcement is slightly more criminally inclined than concealed carry holders, and vice versa. They jockey back and forth.
Yeah. Now, there's a couple of bills out there right now. There's one that's the defense of the Second Amendment, the guarantee of the Second Amendment Act, or whatever they want to call it. And there's a lot of people saying this one's dead. It's a dead thing. And then there's national reciprocity. It's out there also. And for me, I look at this. I look at carry rights the same way I look at the civil rights struggle of the 60s.
Right.
When we were trying to do away with segregation and everything. And the feds had to step into that. They had to get out there and force certain places like Alabama, which was Democrat-controlled then, you know, with old George Wallace. He was standing in front of colleges saying, no, I forbid it. You will not put this person into this college. You know, be a black person wanting to go to school. And we have a history and a precedent of having to force states into recognizing civil rights. What are your feelings about national reciprocity or this guaranteed Second Amendment right bills? I mean, for me, I want to see them both pass. But, I mean, what do you think of them?
Yes, it's not either or. It's yes and. I would. We have a Congress that seems determined to ignore the will of the people right now. Frustrates you, frustrates me, frustrates all of our listeners. What I hope is that as they get closer to the election, they will suddenly feel the heat and therefore see the light.
Well, I'm waiting to see what happens because I want to see. I think we need to see Jeff Flake get fired.
Yes.
And I think it needs to be the person that Trump backs in order for them to get that message. They didn't get the message when Dave Brat kicked Eric Cantor out. I know that was a few years back and everything, but, I mean, these guys think they're Teflon. So when they're in office, they're sitting around thinking, well, you know, we can do this. But, you know, nobody seems to quite understand that Trump's president because we want his agenda.
Right. We voted for him because he wasn't you. Yeah.
Right.
And that evidently is a hard message to hear once you've been elected.
Yeah. But and he's not Jeb Bush.
And he's yeah, his last name isn't Bush or Clinton, therefore he was the obvious choice. When you look at these permits, and you asked a great question, what would happen if we had constitutional carry? Every time we take down an infringement, okay, it goes from $200 in Connecticut down to $150. Texas just went from, I think, $140 down to $70. Your phone should line up as our callers make me dot the I's and count the pennies. We see really important things happen when that happens. Your permit becomes more useful. Oh, I can go from state to state. I can go from county to county. Oh, I can go pass by a school. I can pick up my grandchild or my godchild if their parents call because I don't have to stuff my go home to first get rid of my gun because we've made the rules just a little bit make more a little more sense. And there's a lot of incremental improvements, and state-to-state recognition is going to be one of them. It's just as if we made the permit more valuable. I can't wait.
Well, that part of it, The short thing would be to have just constitutional carry all throughout the United States, I guess, and then we truly would have the polite society, but I doubt that we're going to see that. We've got, I mean, in the House, I think they've got over 200 sponsors for it, which, I mean, that's putting it in the realm of it's about to pass.
But it's not even in committee yet.
Yeah, yeah.
The National Reciprocity Bill is in a subcommittee because the chairman of the House wanted to bury that bill. And I don't, you know what's really scary? Paul Ryan was a vice presidential candidate.
Yep.
What were we thinking?
He came out for gun control after Charlottesville. He was in a town hall, and somebody asked him about, well, what should we do? And he took the vehicular homicide and turned that into a gun issue because there were guns present that weren't fired.
Do you think somebody waved money in front of him?
I have no idea. He's a squish just like McConnell is a squish, and I mean all these other guys. It's a performance-based profession, and they don't understand that. The whole dynamic has changed politically in this country. They don't get that. They think if they get rid of Trump, they can go back to business as usual. Next time, if it's Pence, they can go back to business as usual. It's never going to go back to business as usual because nobody's going to allow that now.
Well, certainly the Democrats, the socialists, the progressives have taken out the long knives and decided that they will smear a president in public for no reason. It's a constant PR campaign for the next 4 to 8 years.
Sure. But, I mean, that's the thing I like about Trump. Trump's not afraid to get out and go, you guys are sick people. You're sick people. You're very sad. It's very sad. It's sad for me. I sit here and I'm just being sad. And then I remember I'm president of the greatest country in the world, and that gives me a moment of hope. But then I think about you again, and then I'm sad again. So you're sick, sad people. And, you know, we're going to make America great again. So, you know, I just enjoy being sad and sick and shut up. And that's not something they're used to. Jeb Bush would have been out there saying, you know, that's not fair.
Well, to give the president credit, he has done things that he can do from the Oval Office.
He's gotten a lot of stuff.
The economy working.
Yep, he's done a lot of stuff. He has done a lot of stuff. I can see that this should be a topic that we just sort of freeform on the next time we get together.
Yeah, excuse, Bill.
Yeah, sure. I love it. Rob Morse, find him at slowfacts.wordpress.com. Find him at clashdailycop.com. Polite Society Podcast. Find him at Self Defense Gun Stories Podcast. Back again on Monday. Between now and then, remember this. It has never been about gun control. Not once, not ever. Has been. It's always going to be about total control. This has been Lock and Load. Out of friendship, with personal service you would expect from a local dealer at your fingertips. This is Crack and Pop, a reloading company based upon superlatives. Number one in customer service and your number one Dillon dealer in the U.S. Here you have a one-stop reloading authority waiting for your decision to reload. Crack and Pop will guide you through your purchase, making it efficient and seamless. All of the components or supplies you need. Crackandpop.com. One site. All of your reloading solutions. Agency Arms, a 21st century company founded by professional weapon operators. Agency Arms takes your carrier weapon and performs a lethal transformation designed to enhance function and manipulation, civilian or professional. An Agency Arms gun is reimagined to a degree its designer could only dream about. The slide, frame, and trigger refined to a deadly edge. To order or find out more, go to agencyarms.com. Now it's out in the open. Agency Arms.
Welcome to the Brotherhood.
Kiss your credit card debt goodbye. I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to achieve financial peace, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.